Both Madden and Palmieri have played key roles in the scramble at the end of a presidential race. You can hear each of them fess up to a campaign event they wish they'd not been responsible for at NPR.org. Ever wonder if you're really getting what you're promised? It's easy enough to check your dozen eggs and make sure all 12 are there. But what about the quarter pounder? How can you know if it weighs exactly 4 ounces? Or how about a pint of beer? One beer drinker is upholding a new standard of truth. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, April Baer reports on the Honest Pint Project.
Honestly, Jeff Allworth wasn't trying to stir up trouble. But living in Portland, Oregon, it was hard not to notice what was going on at local breweries.
This is Beervana, after all.
Beervana, a reference to Portland's thriving microbrew industry, is also the title of Allworth's blog, the same place where, last October, he wrote about a dark secret of bar service. Most pints of beer don't measure 16 ounces. The discussion began one day among friends over beers that Allworth suspected were lightweights.
And nobody believed me. So my friends demanded that the waiter come over and exonerate the pub, and he went and got his own measuring cup from behind the bar, and it was 14 ounces.
Allworth wrote about the incident on his blog, calling out these smaller glasses, the so-called cheater pints. Bartenders know them as shakers and keep them around for mixing cocktails. Filled all the way to the brim, they do measure 16 ounces, but that almost never happens.
No one will ever pour you a beer that full. You couldn't bring it to the table without spilling.
Terry Farndorf and her husband, John Graber, are retired brewmasters. They're fans of the Honest Pint Project, and not above a little sting operation now and then.
The weight is a little more than 16 ounces weight. We were just...
I'm thinking maybe the scale's not...
Honey, you'd have to talk to your weights and measures people to see if... I mean, I know it's 16...
Terry's a real hardliner on these matters, and she thinks most beer drinkers will agree.
You know, pint, if they're using the word pint... You know, they should really be selling you a pint.
And I don't quite agree with that, because I expect to get a pint glass of beer with a half an inch of head, which means I just know I'm getting about 14 and a half ounces.
If it was a cheater beer glass and there was started with 14, you'd be getting 12.
You're right. And then I might be a little annoyed.
In the year since Jeff Allworth founded the Honest Pint Project, at least one local pub got rid of its shakers and bought all new glassware without raising prices. But Oregon and the rest of the states still lag far behind the higher standards observed in places like Germany and the UK.
It's a 20 fluid ounces is a pint. And all glasses are government stamped. You can't serve a draft drink, unless it's in a glass with a government stamp on it.
That's Andrew Hall, publican of the Rose and Crown in Oxford, England.
There are some systems that dispense beer at exactly in England called Porter Lancastrian systems, and actually dispense 20 fluid ounces of liquid.
Sounds very mechanized.
It is horrible. Horrible. You just press a button and you stand back and there's no skill in pouring a drink at all.
The regulated British system was one of the inspirations for Jeff Allworth's Honest Pint Project. Back in Portland, he says he'll continue to raise awareness on truth in pouring issues in hopes that Oregon's measurements will someday be as good as its beers. For NPR News, I'm April Baer in Portland, Oregon.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.